The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rayshawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. I'm your host, Rayshawn Blyden. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call 323-835-1123 or visit politicalbombshell.cf. So, everyone, I'm sure you've heard by now about the Trump and Putin summit. And in typical mainstream fashion, we got your typical response of how the summit went. And even on Fox News, he was criticized. And I just don't understand what they want. I mean, what did they want him to go out? Did they want him to go out there and say something stupid like...
I mean, he's so blatantly stupid. He's a punk. He's a dog. He's a pig. He's a con, a bullshit artist, a mutt who doesn't know what he's talking about.
Because that's exactly what it seemed like to me. It seems like they want him to go out there and do his impersonation of Robert De Niro. You're a punk, a mook, a mutt, whatever. It's stupid. Don't they understand what's at stake here? I don't think they understand that these are two superpowers. 90% of nuclear weapons between the two countries. What do they want you to do out there? You have to make peace. You have to play nice. You have to repair relations that's been the worst for a long time. And Obama didn't help matters because he hated Putin and Putin didn't like him either. So, yes, I'm going to applaud what's going on. It's a baby step. It's a first step. And things went well, no matter what the American media is feeding you. I'm not going to really dip much more into it. If you disagree, you're certainly welcome to your own opinion. But you're a punk, a mutt, a mook. No, I'm just kidding. Let's do a little bit of news before I get more into that. Let's see. So, Dems head to Cuba on campaign trail. It's no surprise, no shocker there. After all, the Dems feel right at home with communists. So, that's no big story there. Ron Paul, biggest bubble in history of mankind. It's going to burst. I'm not too interested in that either. Who is this? Who said this? This Cortez woman is horrible. So she says, capitalism will not always exist. Yeah, you're not going to always exist either. You're bum, you're punk, or you're mook. Basically, I forgot where was she. I forget where she was. It doesn't matter where. Well, she was on PBS. That's right. She was on PBS. And of all places, they caught her in a lie. She didn't know what she was talking about. She actually said, I'm from Queens. I don't know what I'm talking about. That's basically what she said. You idiot, you. Once she's done. Her career is over. Her career is really done. She's finished. Really? Bad marriage can seriously damage your health? What genius came up with that theory, fools? Of course it can. You don't need to be a expert to know that. Come on. Bezos' net worth exceeds $150 billion. What does that name ring a bell? Bezos, what a... Let's see, I think he... Is he... No, is he Amazon? No, he's not Amazon. Jeff Bezos becomes the richest man in modern history, topping $150 billion. Jeff Bezos. Why does that sound like Amazon? Let me see. This is the Amazon Monopoly guy? Yep, it sure is. The Amazon... You got to break this company up. It's too big. It's a monopoly. You got to break them up. I don't want to read any more about this monopoly. You have to break him up. It's just no doubt in my mind. No doubt in my mind. And I gotta go with Pat Buchanan on this one, because it's true. From the WND, and Pat Buchanan, and I'm gonna read what Pat Buchanan says here. Beginning in his joint press conference with Vladimir Putin, President Trump declared that U.S. relations with Russia have never been worse. He then added pointedly that just changed about 4 hours ago. It certainly did with his remarks in Helsinki and at NATO summit in Brussels. Trump has signaled a historic shift in U.S. foreign policy that may determine the future of this nation and the faith of his presidency. He has rejected the fundamental premises of America foreign policy. Good. It hasn't been working since the end of the Cold War. Good. If it's broken, fix it. And blamed our wretched relations with Russia not on Vladimir Putin, but squarely on the U.S. establishment. I could agree with that too. In a tweet prior to the meeting, Trump indicated that elites of both parties, our relationship with Russia has never been worse thanks to many years of U.S. foolishness and stupidity, and now the rigged witch hunt. It's true. I'm not going to disagree on that. Come on, let's get to Pat Buchanan. Come on. This is a long way. I hate these long winded. Just get me to the meat of what I want to read. Please. Do this, you know. Ay, ay, ay. Oy vey. Alright, The point is, Buchanan said, if I could find it, why do they make these articles so long winded and all these ads? Okay, I'm frustrated. I don't care anymore. I'm done with that story. I'm messing about with this. But basically, Buchanan said it's the worst ever news hatred of a president. So, I agree. You have the Terminator. He mocks Trump, saying he looks like a little wet noodle up there. Okay, so let's get to something else here. Child's Play. Facebook turns a blind eye to underage users. Extreme content remains on platform. You think I'm surprised by this? The only thing they block is conservatism. That's all. That's all they block on here. Facebook is it's horrible. It really is. It says, Facebook ignores underage users and knowingly allows extreme material to remain on its site, according to a new Channel 4 investigation. An undercover probe by the broadcaster's dispatches program went inside the web giant's moderation department, which handles compliance, but found bosses even allowed racist or violent posts to remain. And many reported posts took days to tackle, despite the company saying offensive content should be dealt with in 24 hours. In footage shot by the undercover reporter, one staff member said, if you start censoring people, people lose interest. It's all about making money at the end of the day. Another staff member, featured in a documentary which airs, I don't know when this was dated, but it airs tonight at 9 p.m., revealed their approach to combating users beneath the age minimum of 13. They said, we have to have an admission that the person is underage. If not, we will pretend that we are blind and that we don't know the underage looks like. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So Facebook, again, they're biased against only us conservative. Anyone else, doesn't matter if you're underage or what you are. FCC signals Sinclair mega deal to likely doom. So it looks like they're not going to allow it. I think that's what that means. Good. Now let's tackle Google and Facebook and Amazon and Microsoft. Let's tackle all the monopolies. Don't stop at not forming ones. The ones that exist, you gotta get rid of them. Kelly out as chief of staff. Is that who's Kelly? Chief of staff, Kelly, what is the ring of bell? Kelly. John Kelly. More prediction that Trump White House chief of staff, John Kelly, is leaving. You've heard them for months, the rumors that overworked White House chief of staff, John Kelly, is going to step aside, maybe to be replaced by budget boss Mickey Mulvaney. Okay, what else do we got here? Lawless London. Another one, another knife stabbing. Man knifed in front of shock shoppers. I'm telling you, Trump was right about this. Also, the landscape of the UK has changed for the worse. So all these throwbacks you got there bringing their lawlessness from where they came from. That's my take on that. And Schwarzenegger, you have no merits to talk about, because when you were governor of California, you sucked. You will not be back like a Terminator. So, okay, so I'm not going to even bother reading that. A woman bit off and swallowed a chunk of the victim's nose. Wowzers. Let's see what happened here. Ouch. Talk about cutting off the nose to spite the face type thing. Wow. It says here, July 16th, a Texas woman is facing an assault charge after allegedly biting off and swallowing a large chunk of the nose of a female victim, according to investigations. Jessica Collins, 41, was arrested Thursday for the bloody attack in Spring, a Houston suburb. Collins, seen at the right, yeah, she looks kind of ghetto white trash type. Was released from custody after posting $1,000 bond, blah, blah, blah. Collins, who lives in Conroe, another Houston suburb, was staying with the female neighbor of 28-year-old victim. After spending Wednesday evening at the local bar, the three women returned to the victim's home, where Collins is seeking to keep the party going. Asked her host for booze and cigarettes. Instead, the victim asked Collins to leave her residence. Oh, so that's what happened. Yeah. And that's crazy. I hope you go to jail for that. The woman will never be the same again. I mean, you're like a cannibal biting off her nose and swallowing it. Sick puppy. You sick puppy. And we got the World Press mocks Trump. Yeah, of course. They just don't understand that it's better. You ever heard the terminology, keep your friends close and your enemies even closer? Well, I don't think they're necessarily an enemy. They're maybe an adversary, but you keep them closer. And it, like I said, we're both superpowers, we both have the ability to take each other out. Why would you want world war for us to go at each other? Why would you want that? Why would you not applaud what the president is trying to do? And it's a first good step. Now, I know many just don't trust President Putin. I guess I'm one of those 25%ers of Republican that have a favorable like for President Putin. I don't know him that well, but I watched the interview. I watched him, Chris Wallace, interview him, and I just thought that I could see a man that doesn't want to be isolated. He wants to do business with us. He wants to work with us. It just seemed like a man who wants to work with us and be partners. So I don't, I didn't get a cold-blooded murderer, KGB type, or whatever he used to be with. I can't think of the organization. I didn't get that. I didn't get that at all out of him. What is this? Closeted celebrities, gay prostitution ring. Oh boy, what's this all about? A starring role for Hollywood's sexual Z-leg, whatever Z-leg is, I don't know what that means. Beverly Hills, California. It's hard to know where to begin, said Matt Tyner, a Vanity Fair special correspondent turned documentary filmmaker, as he dry lie started to describe his new movie, which looks at closeted luminaries during Hollywood's golden age. There's story, blah, blah, I don't care. I don't care, blah, 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 blah. I don't care. Let's see here. Lawsuit arising from Bill Moore's use of N-word moves forward. Oh, I didn't realize that Bill Moore, I don't like him at all. I hope they sue the crap out of him. Let's see, when did he use the N-word? Let's see. A lawsuit, this is dated July 16th, so that was yesterday. A lawsuit filed in March is moving forward after a Los Angeles Superior Court judge ruled that Shantria Anthony, who is suing the LA-based news site Attention and its top executive, is likely to prevail on her discrimination and retaliation claims. The Hollywood Reporter's THR Esquire reports, Anthony is alleging she was fired from her job as an editor with Attention after she took actions in response to Bill Moore's use of the N-word on his HBO series. The report notes that Maher is an investor in Attention along with Apple Music, Jimmy Iovine, and Ryan Seacrest. So, yeah, it's definitely retaliation. I hope she wins a lot. I hope she wins enough to kick him off the air because he's not funny. All he does is bash Trump. It's not funny. And it's not funny, good stuff. It's just stupid. You're not, you're paid to do jokes. Be funny. Be a funny man. I am, on the other hand, I'm a political pundit. Or I won't say I'm a pundit. I'm a political. I draw my opinions based on my ideology. So I'm a talk show host with an opinion, basically, in plain English. According to the complaint, after Maher referred to himself as a house N-er on the June 2nd, 2017 episode of Real Time with Bill Maher, Anthony organized her African-American co-workers in response to the racist slur, THR reports. I mean, honestly, I don't think that that she should win, because I don't think in the context, I think he was trying to be funny, and it was a joke, and it's not like he went around saying, "Yo, man, I'm a house." You know, I think that it was, I guess I'm letting my dislike for him hinder my opinion, meaning I want him to get sued. I just want him off TV. He's not funny. I want him off TV. So, I mean, if I have to realistically answer the question, is that I don't think he should be sued for freedom of speech. He said it and he wasn't being malicious, so I think that she should lose that lawsuit. So that's my opinion on that. But the world is so politically correct now. She just might win. She just might win. So, let's go on to, let's see what's going on here. Fifth Circuit protects Catholic bishop from intimidation by abortionists. Pat Buchanan, goal of liberals of interventionists is a second Cold War. It's true. Okay, maybe this is what I was trying to read earlier, but this is from a different angle, but pretty much the same thing. Let me read this story, because I think Pat Buchanan, he's very, very very, very smart, and he knows exactly what he's talking about here. So let's read what he has to say here. Conservative columnist Pat Buchanan is slamming the political left wing in Washington, D.C., Beltway, for what he says is their longing for a second Cold War with Russia. It's true. Beware of the, beware of the military complex, something like that. I thought I had that. Where did I put it? Well, I can't remember exactly. Beware of the military-industrial complex. That's it. And I'll touch on that a little bit later, but that's what I think has happened to our country. They're running the country, and it's horrible. But one of our great presidents, he talked about that. He did a speech, and I'll play a small clip of his speech when I get to that segment. But let's continue reading this. So doing a segment on the McCullen Group, Buchanan defended President Trump's recent blasting of NATO allies for railing to pay their fair share. That's true. And yeah, so I definitely agree with Pat Buchanan there. Definitely do. Ron Paul, Trump won in summit with Putin. Neocons aren't happy. It's true. I agree with Ron Paul here. I definitely agree with Ron here. Let me just read a little bit of this. Because that, it's true, the neocons are really, they are part of that military-industrial complex. That's what it is. I mean, you had McCain. I mean, brain damage or not, even before he was brain damaged, he was talking stupid stuff. I wish he'd just go away already. And when I say go away, I don't mean death. I want to hear, "You are so awful. You said for him to go away." When I say for him to go away, I mean just, you know, give your seat up and stay out of politics is what I mean. I don't mean death. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not heartless like that. Former Republican Congressman Ron Paul praised President Trump's summit in Helsinki, Finland, with Russia President Vladimir Putin, saying he believes the president won. In comments after Trump and Putin wrapped up a press conference together, Paul said he was delighted to see the two power players speaking while nothing that the interventionist wings of the Democratic and Republican parties, commonly referred to as neocons, neoconservative, and outraged by the meeting. Paul said, I would say that this was significant diplomacy. It has to be that the neocons aren't very happy because Trump sounded pretty reasonable. And I think Trump won on this. And I don't think Putin was seen in a bad light. I agree. Just talking to people face to face, I think, is so significant. And I thought it was very worthwhile. And I agree with Ron Paul on this. I definitely agree with him on this. It's true. So, yeah, I thought it went very well. I really do. Let's see. Ann Coulter says, the media, GOP, Democrats' reaction to Trump-Putin summit, exactly like Muslim ban hysteria. Love you. Thank you, Ann Coulter. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. It's true. It's a hysteria. It's a mass hysteria. It definitely is. So New York Times bestseller and author and populist conservative columnist Ann Coulter says, the establishment media, Republican Party, and Democrat reaction to President Donald Trump's historic summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin is exactly like the hysteria that followed the president's call for a travel ban from a handful of Muslims. It's true. She's right. She's right on that. She is definitely right. I didn't even bother listening to the media. I mean, I'm gonna play a clip later on from RT, and what that's the Russian media news station, and what they said was very significant, and I agree with them on this, definitely. I could hear some already. Well, of course, the guy was saying it. No, you didn't even hear the comments yet. So shut up and wait for it. Don't you try to tell me. All right. So the nuclear option. Congressman Steve Cohen. What is this? Troops with temper tantrum. What is this all about? What about troops with temper tantrums? Congressman, let's see. In this era of mob rule, a fellow like Republican Steve Cohen might want to keep a sharp eye out for crowds of people with buckets of tar and garbage bags full of white feathers. Back home in Tennessee, he might also want to keep an eye out for any crowds carrying a rail, as in the thing on which they might run him out of town. Funny, okay, I don't care. I lost interest already. Let's see. Pollock says, Trump's summit with Putin was a success the media can't admit. It's true. Again, the media. But what do you expect from the media? So anyway, President Trump scored a diplomatic win. And it's true, it was a diplomatic win. That's what I'm trying to say from the beginning of my show. It was a diplomatic win. You want to have good relations with them. You want to keep the Cold War going until it finally turns into an actual hot war? I mean, it's ridiculous. The media, the Democrats, and the never-Trumpers declared immediately that Trump had failed, but they were bitterly prejudiced against the meeting from the start. It's true. They even were calling for him to cancel the meeting. So, judging from their remarks at the press conference that followed, the two leaders touched on every major important area of foreign policy, Syria, where the U.S. wants Russia to keep Iran at bay, North Korea, where the U.S. wants Russia to help it pressure Kim regime. You know, it was, I watched the whole thing from beginning to end, and the media was definitely kicking into mass hysteria. It's true. It's definitely true. Savage says that, and he's coming up with a book, in fact, Mass Hysteria, so in October sometime, but he's absolutely right. It's mass hysteria. And that's what's going on. Let's see. Shifty Schiff says Trump engaged in despicable act of betrayal of the U.S. Shut up, Shifty Schiff. I don't care what you gotta say, Shifty Schiff. You can suck it and shut up. That's what I say. CNN analyst Philip Mudd. When will shadow government rise against Trump? That's a good question. That's a good question. Because they certainly have been trying to do that. Kevin McCarthy moves to checkmate Democrats on abolish ICE. This is good. Call their bluff and see if people will see them for who they are. I like that. I like that much. I like it a lot. So, let's see. Long overdue. Congress wants recognition of Israel sovereignty over Golan Heights. New York Times, the papers show these guys were working on nuclear bombs. Obama lied. Huh. Well, that's a twist for the New York Times. Let's see what they're saying here. They actually said the words Obama and lie in the same sentence. Wow. Let's read this. Wow. Are they trying to change their image because the paper is going under, so they're starting to print some stuff that are true? Is this right? Let's see here. Bravo. The New York Times is twisting in the wind on this one. But the truth is irrefutable. Let's see here. The New York Times refuses to concede the point of Iran, a favorite New York Times anti-freedom, anti-woman, well, you know who they are. Get to the park where Obama's a liar because he's a liar. Come on, get this ad out of my face. Oh, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu exposes files that prove Iran's nuclear program. I think this is an old story. I'm pretty sure we heard about this a while back about that. Yeah, that's an old story, seems like. Maybe they're rehashing it because it was put out 9 hours ago. Well, no, yesterday. It's put out yesterday. Muslim convert recruiting jihadists for summer attacks in the cause of Islam. Israel said planning measures to restrict Erdogan's influence in Jerusalem. Palestine man skates murder charges for stabbing Israeli woman in the back. Well, are you shocked that they got away with it? Palestine isn't gonna convict someone. After all, they probably don't like Israelis anyway. So, 2 dead millions in streets. 2 dead millions. Okay, oh, 2 dead millions in streets. Muslim riot in France after World Cup victory, as media calls on France to end its Islamophobia. I don't think there's no Islamophobia. You guys took the country over. Get out if you don't like it. Just like the liberals here. If you don't like it in America, get the F out. Kept me riled up this freaking Tuesday. Shoo. Saudi Arabia. Woman arrested after running on the stage to hug a male singer. Come on. Is the crumb quadruples down on sad impact of mass migration. Good. Good, good, good. Very good. Very good. Very, 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 very good. Okay, the DOJ charges Russian with attempting to infiltrate the NRA. Four keys takeaways. 10 things that caught my eye today. I don't care. Let me take a quick break. I'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, I think engagement with our adversaries, conversation with our adversaries is a good idea. Even in the height of the Cold War, maybe at the lowest ebb when we were in the midst of the Cuban Missile Crisis, I think it was a good thing that Kennedy had a direct line to Khrushchev. I think it was a good thing that we continued to have ambassadors to Russia, even when we really objected greatly to what was going on, even during Stalin's regime. So I think that it is a good idea to have engagement, and I think that what is lost in this is that I think there's a bit of Trump derangement syndrome. I think there are people who hate the president so much that this could have easily been President Obama early in his first administration setting the reset button and trying to have better relations with Russia. And I think it's lost on people that they are a nuclear power. They have influence in Syria. They're in close proximity to our troops in Syria. They are close to the peninsula of North Korea and may have some influence that could help us there. The other thing that's lost, and people forget this completely, the Russians tried to help us stop the Boston Marathon bombing. We actually did help them stop a terrorist attack in St. Petersburg because we were communicating and exchanging information. All those things are good.
But Senator,
and because people hate Trump so much, all of that's being lost. So, for example, when you look at the intelligence community, the most recent leaders of the intelligence community, James Clapper and John Brennan, James Clapper perjured himself before the Senate.
I'm talking about Dan Coats, the current director of national intelligence, who had to issue a statement. Senator, I'm not talking about much of an interview earlier.
If you're going to interrupt me on every question, Wolf, we can't really have an interview.
No, I just want to be precise.
If you want to have an interview, you've got to let me answer the question.
It's Dan Coats and Mike Pompeo.
You're usually better than this, Wolf, at doing an interview. You need to allow the respondent to respond. It does matter who was in charge of the intelligence. It does matter because they started up some of this and ginned up this whole thing that have gone after the president saying he's committed collusion with Russia. No evidence of that, and it continues to go on. Who are the people that started this? James Clapper, who lied to the Senate, said they weren't collecting our information, and yet they were collecting all of our information and housing it in Utah. John Brennan has now accused, let me finish. John Brennan has now accused the president of treason. This is John Brennan, who voted for the Communist Party when he was a young man. John Brennan now thinks he's holier than everybody else, but these people had the power to collect every American's information. And these are the people I am concerned use their bias against President Trump, and absolutely, I'm with the president on this. The intelligence community was full of biased people, including Peter Strzok, McCabe, and dozens of others.
American people only got half the story about what went down at that meeting. I think what the Russian president had to say is a real basis for a better future. Heidi, where were the Putin comments on CNN? I thought two people were at this meeting, not just one. What do you make of it?
I think it's pretty hilarious, but it's all part of the big plan to never represent in full what's really going on. I mean, they're trying to destroy Donald Trump. That's all they're focused on. Anything that he says to Putin is obviously they consider it some kind of collusion, and they're never going to report fairly. And this is why Donald Trump gets frustrated. Everything he does isn't right. Some of the stuff he does is just flat out silly. But bottom line, he never gets fair coverage ever, even when things go well. And the G20 went very well for him.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
A political bomb, so come on, people, let's go. A political bomb, so come on, people, let's go.